This is an interesting week when it comes to the lectionary scriptures. I called Phil the other day and I said, Phil, I said, I'm confused. I says, one of the lectionary scriptures I found which I want to use is in Luke 24. And I says, and then I'm looking at some of the others on the same day as John 17. And I come to find out that there's two because of the way the lectionary runs. Because Luke 24 is the Ascension, which is the day we celebrate here. And so when we were at the pond celebrating Heritage Sunday, we didn't use any lectionary scriptures last week. So we're playing catch up. But John 17 is one also for this day that you can read. It's an interesting, I keep a copy of it. I blowed it up and I keep a copy back in my pack here. Because it's a prayer that Jesus prayed. Not only did he pray for himself, but he prayed for us. Can you imagine Jesus praying for us? For his original disciples and future disciples, and there we are. So I'm going to share from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, but in your own personal time and study, look at John chapter 17. Read the whole chapter. It's not that long. I think you will be blessed to know that God prays for us. It's really cool. Anyhow, I entitled my message this week, Unbound. We know that Jesus was unbound when they went to the tomb and they found the grave clothes laying there on the ground. He was unbound. He was raised from the dead. But this particular part of Luke's Gospel, Luke 24, is something that we're very familiar with. Because it's also the disciples on the walk to Emmaus. The two disciples was walking with Jesus and they didn't recognize him. But interesting thing, not only did Jesus appear to them walking on the road to Emmaus, and then the breaking of the bread, their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And we pick up the story in Luke 24 at verse 44. New Living Translation says this. Red Letter Edition. Then he said, when I was with you before, I told you that everything written about me by Moses and the prophet and in the Psalms. That's one of the reasons we read the Psalms a lot, because the Psalms are also prophecy. Jesus is telling the disciples, written about me, Moses, the prophets, and the Psalm must all come true. Then he opened their minds. I love that. Opened their minds to understand these many scriptures. And he said, yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah must suffer and die and rise again from the dead on the third day. With my authority, take this message of repentance to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There is forgiveness of sins for all who turn to me. You are witnesses of all these things. And now I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised. But stay here in this city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven. And then the chapter concludes with the story about the Ascension. Then Jesus led them to Bethany, and lifting up his hands to heaven, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. They worshiped him, and they returned to Jerusalem filled with great joy. And they spent all of their time in the temple or in church praising God. May God add the blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.